Blog Talk Radio.
We're blessed here tonight to be a part of. We've got Coming Home to the Motor City, a city that produces some of the finest gospel singers and preachers in the world. We've got Returning Home. Blog
Talk Radio. Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Blog Talk where we are on live. Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Ms. Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk where we do not use profanity, and we also ask that you all put your phones on mute so that we will not hear background noises. On tonight, I have an open discussion. On tonight, if any callers have anything that's on their mind, I would like you all to just free your mind on tonight, because each one to each one, we are all live in Dallas, Texas, by dialing 310-982-4126. I am your host. Hello, callers. Say hello on tonight. Do I have any callers on
Hello.
Line?
Hello.
Hello, callers. How are you on tonight?
I'm doing fine. Trying to cook and talk at the same time? Yeah.
What are you cooking on tonight?
Tacos, ranch style beans, and rice and running.
Oh, okay, okay. I have a couple of more callers. I'm trying to get the microphones straight to where they can talk. I wanted to see, do you have anything that's on your mind or on your heart that you speak about on tonight?
Well, I'm just proud of my grandbaby. She had a little performance last night for her first time, and at first she was real nervous and stuff. It's just how she was talking about before it happened, and then last night during the performance, she was all right. She did so good. And she said what made her not so nervous is when her teacher looked up there she seen her moving her hand, so I guess the teacher must have knew she was nervous. So the teacher made some goofy face, and that kind of smoothed her out. She was all right after that.
You said she had a performance on yesterday?
Yeah, she's in the choir at her school.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah. Okay, caller is 5441. Are you on tonight? Caller is 5441. Oh, okay. Well, tonight I wanted to speak in reference to some things that are going on in life. I was wondering, how happy are you in life when life situations come on and life gives you challenges? How happy are you with life within itself? Do you all know how happy you are?
Well, I don't know. Me, I feel like I'm blessed, you know, because you never know what the next person going through. You feel sometimes it gets hard sometimes, but you always have to look at it like, I mean, what made me start being in different situations I've been in, you know, to where now when stuff get hard for me or I seem like it's hard, you know, to make me feel a little better, I have to, you know, look at the situation other people might be in. Somebody else is doing probably way worse than what I'm doing or going through something, you know, much harder than what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, you don't make fun. You sometimes, you know, even growing up, you know, you make fun of people, like shortcomings or what's wrong with this person. You make fun of them. that's not good because you never know what put them, you know, in that situation.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I was wondering, like in your life, everybody has different challenges. And so in your lifetime, you have different things that brings you happiness and things of that nature. So I'm trying to see, in your life, have you ever went through anything that made you very, very happy? Like you said, your granddaughter made you happy. What other things make you happy in your lifetime?
Oh, well, being able to be with my family again, being that I'm alive, because I've been through something to where I could have been dead, and I know I'm blessed. So I try to look at stuff in a whole different way now. You know what I'm saying? I don't complain like I used to complain. Everything that bothered me then, I try not to let it bother me now, because I could have been in a situation where I didn't wake up. It could be where I didn't wake up today. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't wake up this morning. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm blessed. I woke
Hello?
Up again today. So. Hello?
Oh. What happened?
Nothing happened. We were sharing. Hold on just a second. We were sharing situations where people were talking about how happy this was their life. If you all would like to share some of your words, I would like to hear them. Go ahead.
If they happy with their life.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't hear what you were saying. Somebody being happy with their life. I can't hear you. You going in and out of something, or you already saying something.
Right. I was speaking about happiness within your life. If you have anything in your life that you're happy for, I would like you to share it on tonight.
No. Yeah, just to be here. On earth. Moseying on
the
line.
Hold on quick.
Oh. Can I see your lighter?
Okay. I would like you all to share some happy stories. Anonymous, do you have any happy stories that you would like to share? Anything in your lifetime that you were happy about? Something that where you overcame something? And you became happy? Or peaches?
I don't have
do you
anything
wanna...
I want to share but, about being happy. But, yeah. The point of being happy is just great.
Hello, do any callers have anything that they would like to share about being happy? Peaches, can you share your story where you overcame getting out of jail?
Oh, okay. Oh, well, yeah, I was very happy when I got out of prison. Hell, I had been locked up for 3 years for some little stuff that I did. And I was blessed to be released. My son came and got me. But it took me a minute to get out because I should have been out months before. Like, I stayed in there, like, I guess, like, probably 6 months longer than I was supposed to. And that's because they were saying I was in a car wreck, so I have lost a limb. And being that I couldn't just get on a regular Greyhound bus, they didn't just tell me that if someone was coming to pick me up, that they could have made arrangements for me to go ahead and leave. So I had to go through, I stayed there 6 months longer. And finally, I talked to somebody, a PO or whatever, to fix it to where I would be released, you know, that he could come pick me up. And I was very happy when he came and picked me up. I didn't even know he was coming to pick me up. I was just, you know, when I was sitting out there waiting, I was waiting on the bus like everybody else when they get ready to go. And then next thing I know, they came and told me, well, my son was coming to get me. And I was real happy. And I'm happy now. and keep me from doing a whole lot of stuff that I used to do because I don't want to go back that way. I'm even more happy to be alive because I could have been dead. Like I said, I was in a car wreck years ago, and like in 2009, and I could have been dead. I'm alive today, and I'm thankful for that. Oh, and I have something else I'm happy about too. I'm almost finished. I mean, I got paroled to 2020. I know that ain't everybody business, but I done got it down to where I report time. I mean, every 3 months now. Then next, like in January, it should be where I report once a year or so. I'm real happy about that too, because that stuff is tiring. And it's a whole lot to do when it's something that you have to do, you know, but it's life. I know somebody else got something more positive to be happy about. Hello? Hello?
Hello. I'm still here. I'm sorry. I was good that you were saying that you were happy about the things that were going on in your life and things of that nature. Yeah, and you're happy about getting off parole. That's something that's very, very positive. And I know that everybody's time, you know, is positive, is happy about you being able to get off parole early, because I know a lot of people are experiencing things of that nature, you know, getting caught up in the system. And then for you to overcome those things, you know, that is something that's very, very positive, you know. And that's something that's very good. You start the book and you say thanks. You say thanks for that. Yeah. Good to thank you for that.
Yeah. Huh? Well, the talk of it tonight.
I have a few scriptures that I would like to share tonight about happiness. It was in John 14:1. Where it says, not your heart be troubled, believe in God, also in me. I that was something that was good. Do you believe in that? That's inspirational, I believe. And also, it says in one through six, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the way counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, feet of sinners, which is delighted in the law of the Lord. With his law he mediates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit, its season, and its leaf not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregations of the righteous. That's something that shows that they were very, very happy. Hello? Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm saying that.
And in John 16:24, it says, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive that joy, that your joy may be full. And that's where John was talking about. Asking and you will be full. You know what I'm saying? And that your life will be full of happiness.
Yeah.
Hello? Caller?
Yeah.
When you were speaking about your grandchild doing good, I feel like that was a part of happiness. That was a part of being joyous. That was, you know, something that made her happy, made you happy, and made other people happy.
Yeah, that really did. And she was surprised. She didn't know it was going to be so many people there. It was like eight of us there, you know. A lot of people came to support her. So when she seen us in the audience, that really made her feel good, you know. So I think it made her feel good, too. I was feeling good, and she felt good. And if anything help you in school, to help you want to do, because, you know, you got to keep them grades up when you're in the choir and stuff like that. So anything to push you to do right, I love that. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I like that. That was something that was very positive. You know, I know she was not expecting you all to all just be there, you know, and that was something that, you know, shined her little light, you know, that made her, that's going to be with her for the rest of her life, you know. She's going to know that, hey, people came through for me, you know, they pulled through for me. That made me, as a child, that made her, you know, stand, that made her, you know, stand up, be the person that she is.
She was proud, and her uncle was proud of her and everything else. So, yeah, that made her feel real good.
And I know that made her, very excited, you know. And she's going to carry that with her wherever she goes, you know.
Yeah, she ready for the next one. She ready for the next one. I say she's ready for her next one.
What did she say when she seen all y'all there? What was her expression?
There was a lot of them on stage, but when she realized that it was, you know, her mama took, Teresa took her, you know, so when she seen us and she was just, you know, her expression on her face, you know, she kind of lit up. You could tell she was happy, you know. And she was still a little nervous, but she kind of got comfortable. I guess that teacher and the choir teacher, she good with them. How she, you know, she get in there, she interact with the kids and stuff real good. So she make them comfortable and stuff. So when she make them little faces and she come home every day, tell them how the teacher acts in class, you know, she goofy too. She, you know, so that make them comfortable around. I make them want to do, you know, perform or do stuff like that. And she was telling them how, and then like when they went to the game, she had a section for the choir and stuff like that. So that, you know.
Yeah. I know that made her feel happy. And that's what I'm saying. When we grow older, you know, we sometimes forget that the small things make us happy in life. You know, people come through and steal your joy. So just imagine when you was a little kid, by that making you happy. Like, as adults, we all, a lot of adults nowadays are very harsh and hurtful, you know. And people see joy, you know. And that's why I wanted to talk about happiness today, because, I mean, you can come into contact with people in the street and in everyday life, and people will steal your joy away from you, you know. And I want people to understand that God is love, and don't let everybody steal your joy. You know, when you wake up in the morning time, you can be just as happy. You can turn a corner and somebody can just say something to you, and your whole day goes wrong. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ever experience things like that? I have a whole lot of calls online. Somebody say something. 7561, say hello.
What it do?
And how are y'all on tonight?
Alright, about yourself?
I'm great. Caller at 6-1, say hello. Hello. Have you had any situations that arise in your life where somebody stole the joy? Share it with me without cussing.
Man, I was on my way to the booth today. Me and my kid, and the lady walked up to me and said,
ready to read.
Lady, she's a CPS lady. Okay? And the lady,
she was a CPS lady?
Yeah, I'm going to take my kid to the movie.
Okay.
Okay, so I say, some of my hats and take my hat off. My kids got beat. I have food in my refrigerator. My kids love a baby. I'm 10. I go to the gas station with my kids and everybody. This bitch is kid. I say, okay, so what's the problem? You take your kids. I say, why? She can explain to me why. Lady, I think you're gonna have to call the police to take my kid. The police came. The police didn't wear my hair. The police said, sir, nothing wrong with your hair.
A lot of people today do things like that. Anybody have any good or any words of encouragement for this guy?
You doing all the right things. There shouldn't be nothing they can do. You can fight for. They didn't take them, did they? I can't understand. Did they?
They took him after everything that he does correctly. He said he done everything correctly, but he said that they took his kids. Give him some words of inspiration. I know somebody on the phone will know who can come.
I haven't never been through nothing like that, and I don't know how it really works, but all I know you gotta keep God first. Sometimes you might want to hear that, you might not, but you gotta keep God first, and I know it should be able, if you fight for him, you know, he should be able to get him back, right?
Yeah, you should
did
be able
somebody
to
call them. I'm trying to figure out what happened? What made them just,
how did the situation arise? If you don't mind sharing.
Oh, I was trying to help someone get the turkey. And in the process, it was like, we have some allegations. We can spot allegations, you know. Don't see anything wrong. My kids are with me. I'm almost out the door. My kids are drinking.
Okay. People go through things like that every day. Hold on, some callers, somebody online has kids in the background. Can y'all please put your phone? Okay. I know. I want to give you words of encouragement. Things like that happen to you. Put God first. Pray and follow the guidelines that the people need to go through.
Yeah, don't start. You know, I know. Like sometimes when stuff like that happen, it make you want to say forget it. Don't let it discourage you. You know what I'm saying? To make you start going in the wrong direction. You know, keep doing what you're doing the right way. You know, so when it come time around where they can come back out and see again, to where you still able to get your children back.
Yeah, what you do, you stay encouraged. You make sure that you put God in everything that you do. A lot of people will get discouraged when things like that happen. A lot of people get things like they have to stop doing everything that they're supposed to do because they feel like the world is against them at that point, and they feel like there is no way of getting things back right. I got 25 minutes left on the show. When things like that happen in your life, you stop and you start paying attention to the things that surround you. Don't be discouraged and don't allow something as small as guidelines just justify as a person. You're supposed to follow all guidelines that the people tell you to do and just keep some positive people around you. Don't be around all the people say different things. People will tell you different things and ask you what they went through, and you know, it'll be bad. You know, some people will tell you bad stuff instead of good stuff, instead of, you know, encouraging you. People will teach you the wrong things, the right things and stuff like that. But stay encouraged and just keep God first and make sure you follow just all of God's lines and move forward. You'll get your kids back. Y'all agree?
Yes, ma'am. I keep in my prayers too, because I hate that. Sorry to hear that.
You say what?
I keep in my prayers too, because I'm sorry to hear that. I hate that happen. A lot of people out there don't even want to be bothered with their kids, and then when people try, and then they do stuff like that.
Mhm. Mhm. I understand that. What was I gonna say? Yeah, that's a lot to bear with, but people are going through that in every day, and you know, it's not only him is going through that. I know it's a lot of people that's listening to this going through that. You got to know that people try to step in you like you might encounter a person that comes to you and tell you to do one thing, and then a stumbling block comes in your life, you know what I'm saying? And then you find yourself at a standstill. And don't stop right then, because God still has something for you. He will not let you go astray. He won't take you to no more than what you prepare, and he knows everything in your life that's gonna happen. And situations occur and arise, and you always got to know that after something bad happens, something good is gonna happen for you. So it's not gonna all be cloudy. You understand?
It's like a test, right?
Yeah, it's a test. It's a test of your faith. You got to know that when something like that happens, stuff keep on going on. You know, you have to push forward with your life, and you have to stay encouraged and stay strong. You have to keep people around you to help you build up your strength and build up faith and build up everything, you know, because that's going to tear you down. Because like in it was one person in the Bible where the devil told God that person was praising him because he had everything. And once you take those things away from him, that he was not going to praise God anymore. He was not going to be that true, you know, that faithful to him. You know what I'm saying? And that man lost his land. He lost his land. He lost his kids. He lost his food. He lost his money. He lost everything. And he still praised God. You said that's the book of Job.
He was sick.
Of Job.
He was sick. Everything happened to him. He still kept God first. And he's still counting. And God's still going to be with you no matter what. So no matter what you do in life, you got to know that God is going to pull you through. Are you still on? Anonymous, are you still on? I see a lot of callers them drop. Okay. Well, do y'all have anything else that y'all would like to talk about on tonight?
No, that's all I really have. I don't have too much else.
I want y'all to know that we are having our second annual Women's on the 24th of this month at the First Free Will Baptist Church in Duncanville on the corner of Wheatland and Clark Road on the 24th. And we're also having a health fair on October the 31st from in the morning time from, I think, 9 until 2. And then that night we're having Trunk or Treat where we're giving food out and candy to the kids. So I encourage you all to come out to Duncanville to the First Free Will Baptist Church. That's on the 24th. I want all women, they can hear my voice, or y'all pass along to me. All women come out. All women in Dallas come out. Cedar Hill, Duncanville, DeSoto, wherever you live out. Come out to the First Free Will Baptist Church on the corner of Clark Road and Wheatland. That's the first, the second. And then on the 31st, we're having the health fair. I'm going to probably end the episode early on tonight because we have some other things that's going on. Thank you all for calling in to Street Talk. Every Friday night, we'll be on live from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. And I thank all my callers for calling and listeners for listening. And thank you all for calling Street Talk. I want to close early. And I want to just tell y'all to keep God first in anything that you do. And God is love. And thank y'all for calling this Street Talk, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good night.